This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? Of course you are. Every American is exceptional. There is no doubt about it. Every American is exceptional. I'm going to say that until the cows come home, till we get done eating the cabbage, if you know what I mean. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. As usual, it's 24/7, 365, new cycle now that we're in. So guess what? Everything's a big story. Explosive. And that's true. The news just does not stop. And, of course, the pressure on the president does not stop. We're going to be talking about that this morning. And we're also going to be talking about the London mosque attack, Trump to address the nation on the Russian investigation. Will this doom Mueller, I guess, is the big question. Everybody wants to know about Robert Mueller and what is really going on there. And Rosenstein, who is the assistant attorney general, interesting, he tells Donald Trump, and I made a point about this weeks ago when this all happened, just before the firing of, guess what, Mr. Comey. All of a sudden, Rosenstein, who is the person that Comey reports to at the Department of Justice, writes a letter to recommend his firing, that things are not going good at the FBI. Trump takes that recommendation, and now he finds himself, because of this guy's recommendation, being investigated. I call that flipping the script, actually. You see, a good administrator, and I said this, a good administrator, before they fire somebody, especially in that environment, at will work is what it's called, especially in that environment, you got to have some documentation. So his immediate supervisor makes those recommendations, and then so does Jeff Sessions. That's what I call a twofer. But, you know, you got to remember, Rosenstein is an Obama appointee. Now, I said at the time, documentation is very, very helpful in these firings like this. Well, it is now, isn't it? An investigation was prompted from all this stuff. Mueller appointed special counsel. Prompted why? Because of a letter from Rosenstein saying, guess what? We need to fire this guy. So the president does. So where did all this controversy start following that letter? Well, it started with Rosenstein, the Obama appointee. And I said at the time, that was a good move because it's a proper move, number one. But the other move is it protects Donald Trump. And now here we see it. He has them really over a barrel and people don't even see it. As an administrator, I see it real clear. He had Rosenstein write that letter, or Rosenstein did anyway. Either way, he wrote it. His ink is on the paper. He signed it, probably in blue pen. That's a big official language with blue pen signatures, by the way. And now all of a sudden, Rosenstein finds himself in the vortex, if you will, of the controversy of the investigation into James Comey's firing. It's kind of like they had their own little hand grenade joke amongst themselves, and guess what? They pulled the pin but never got rid of the hand grenade. So here it is. The Donald turns it around on them. We call it flipping the script. Probably heard that term before. Everybody thought, you know, oh, Trump is doomed. No, he's not. Listen, this guy is so far out in front of these people, it's not even funny. So I have all the full faith that I can have in Donald Trump right now, and you should too. Boy, they're just going to keep coming at him. The Republicans, by the way, what are they up to? I mean, that's really a question, isn't it? How much help have they been in passing the legislative packages that's desired by this president? Not much. It's the same old, same old. And even after the shooting incident last week that we reported on in Virginia, a man comes to the baseball practice in Virginia, the baseball practice the day before the big game between the Republicans and the Democrat, an annual baseball game. He's got a list, and he's checking it twice. And he's got an AK-47. By the way, I was doing my diligence over the weekend, and it was interesting because I was kind of poring over the articles about who was shot. Who are the Republicans on the field and such? It's very difficult to find that information. I know it's out there. Maybe I just didn't look long enough and hard enough. But what did stick out to me, which sort of served as a distraction to me, was this whole notion of the gun. It's interesting. The gun was an SKS Kalashnikov, basically. It's a Chinese-made gun. And remember, I made light of it, that Russian design, Chinese manufacture. They manufacture those weapons right outside of Hong Kong. The building is right next to the BMW manufacturer. $39.60 a piece. That's the cost to the Chinese. Very cheap weapon. Very effective weapon. It fires a big round. Not the .223 business. Oh, no. No much bigger than that. Like a 308, that sort of big, big, big caliber, big bang. By the way, if you ever fire those things, and some of you out there know this, muzzle rise is an issue. And that's probably one of the reasons this guy was not a real good shot with, although he did manage to shoot, of course, Representative Scalise. Muzzle rise is an issue with these guys. I mean, they really take off on you. First time I fired one, it was an automatic back in the day, actually. This was back in the 80s. I got to fire one for the first time. I fired them since then. But the muzzle does rise. In other words, you have to hold the grip at the end of the rifle. Squeeze off the trigger. Now, the one that I fired was a full auto. Wow. Spray going up, you know. It was a problem. So I had to really kind of force my arm to hold that thing down. The guy told me that. He says, this thing's going to rise on you, so be careful. No injuries. Of course, I didn't shoot anybody. I shot targets. I got pretty good at it. But the gun really is a big gun. It's kind of a heavy gun. the newer ones that are manufactured here in the United States and the variants that are out there. It's a pretty good gun, actually. But the gun itself is not an AR-15. Now, that was what was widely reported. But here's the deal. I think I covered six or seven articles about the shooting. They said that the shooter, Hodgkinson, the shooter from Illinois or Indiana, one of those states out there, the shooter and the gun, which he couldn't really control, but the gun was not mentioned in these articles. Large caliber rifle was termed, but you didn't see the term SKS or AK-47 or any of that. And, of course, they dropped that discussion about the AR-15, which, of course, that was the first thing that came out. Oh, it was an AR-15. We could tell by the sound of the report. You could? I can tell you what. There's a vast world of difference between the sound of an AK-47 and a very, very unique sound for an AK-47 and an AR-15, which is a much lower caliber bullet. But oddly enough, they didn't mention in any of those articles that it was an AK-47 variant. Don't you find that a little strange, ladies and gentlemen? I do. But, you know, hey, you straighten it out right here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. More to come. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
Agenda 21 Radio, make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and Numana Foods, sponsor for Agenda 21 Radio, for all of your prepper needs. You need your family packs, you need prepper instructions, planning, that sort of thing. Go to Numana Foods, numana.com/agenda. Takes you to the website for Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, last night I'm sitting here doing some typing, communicating with people. All of a sudden, I'm on Facebook. All of a sudden, zinc, little thing comes around on Facebook, shooting Myrtle Beach. So I go to little YouTube thing, pop it up. YouTube, Bubba. Not, it's not Clinton. He's not involved in the shooting. But a guy by the name of Bubba Henson on his Facebook has a graphic, very graphic, incident of a police shooting last night. And it was just moments. I was just kind of, I caught up with the live feed and everything. And I'm just like going, oh, this is kind of interesting. This is just before bedtime. Actually, it was a little earlier than that. I was ready to power down Studio 21, actually. So, you know, kind of get ready for bed and that sort of thing. And all of a sudden, Bubba interrupts my night. It's not Bill Clinton. But an incredible scene, actually. And again, this is what we've come to in our society. Now, it's kind of interesting. The world has shrunk, and the world has gotten more focused locally on things. You know that old concept, that thought by the United Nations Agenda 21, think globally, act locally? Well, you know, they were thinking ahead of technology at the time. This is 1992. They knew the world was going to shrink, and we were going to be able to get intimately involved in local issues. Now, it's interesting because this effect of being involved with local issues graphically now by the media that we have around us, cell phone technology in particular, has allowed us to get into every little nook and cranny of every community in the United States of America, thus getting into everybody's drama. And back in the day, we didn't do that. We got drama from other communities, from newspapers. Things were slowed down. Now, it's a magnifying glass on every community. We can see and look into every little detail that goes on in every little community. And by the way, we find out, my God, there's crime in these other communities. So therefore, you think that's just everywhere. Because you can look at all these other different communities. You might find 10 communities or something. And it gives you that hegemonic feeling that there's crime everywhere. There's crime in your local community. Around the corner, it's crime. Paranoia develops. Oh my God, hysteria follows. And that's really not the case. The crime and the stuff that's been going on in this country like this for a long time has been going on. And I would really actually proffer to you that we're safer today in many respects than we've ever been before. But we've been able to magnify this. And you can see where I'm going with it. All of a sudden you have 1,000 points of light all beamed into your house at one time. And you can see it. And before we never had that. So it's a whole different ball game.
And they're running. Oh, they're fighting. Fight, 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 fight. Oh! Oh, now officer's down. Officer is down. Cop is down. Multiple people down. We're at 4th Avenue North. Stay away. If you're watching this, stay away from 4th Avenue North and Ocean Boulevard. Stay away from this area if you're watching this feed. There's multiple people been shot.
Hey, go back inside.
Hey, where's the cop that got shot?
He's laying on the ground right there. That cop's laying on the ground, shot. That cop is right there. There's his legs.
Officer down.
Call 911, Zach. Tell them there's a cop that's been shot 4th Avenue North
and Ocean Boulevard.
Well, look, hand me the phone.
Well, that sort of gives you a little idea. I was just about to shut down the power here in Studio 21. And that flashes up on my screen. I go, oh, gets my adrenaline going. Just sort of a live broadcast, if you will, from Myrtle Beach. Fourth and Ocean, something like that. Stay away from it. Absolutely. But live, you can see it live. And it's from it's shot being shot from a distance. And apparently, along Ocean Avenue there, there were a lot of groups of, looks like teens, young adults, that were meandering around, causing trouble. I think that's really what it was. Police were somewhat there, kind of giving some soft surveillance to it. And all of a sudden, a fight breaks out. Fight breaks out between two individuals, and one guy's got the better of the other. And the one guy on the ground gets up finally and runs around, pulls out a gun. And the guy that he was fighting with, he just walks right up, boom, pops him. You can see it. And then, for out of nowhere, comes a cop. And the cop and this other guy start to exchange. The shooter start to exchange fire, and as the shooter is starting to run away, it looks like to me that the officer shot the suspect. Apparently the suspect shot the officer, may have hit him in, obviously hit him in the vest, and drove him down. And the officer was laying in the bushes, obviously kind of a little bit out of it. He later got up and he's fine. But it looked like the suspect actually was shot by the officer, because he hobbled off and jumped into, it looked like a white Subaru Impreza. So this is the situation as we understand it. Several were injured. The guy who was being shot point blank is injured. He didn't get killed. I don't know what kind of gun it was. Sounded like a pretty good high-powered pistol, if you will. This is America today. Violence coming through the screen just before you go to bed. Hello. So a lot of people are concerned about that. But I want to say that Bubba Henson, he's the reporter on scene. This is how we're getting our news. Unfiltered. Now, I got to tell you, this goes back into my whole conversation. New stream, mainstream, old stream. This is new stream media right here. Bubba had it first. Bubba had this story first by a good, I measured it, almost an hour before anybody picked it up. Now, that is a problem for people who don't understand how this medium works. That is a problem for a lot of the Democrats who don't understand Donald Trump and the tweets. Instantaneous community. And everybody wants Donald Trump to stop tweeting. Of course they do. Of course they do. Donald, go tweet your heart out. Do not stop. They don't know what is going on. They don't know if they're going to... I'm telling you, a lot of these people are in pins and needles about Donald Trump's little tweets. And they're going to remain that way. See, he's got the upper hand in this whole communications business. He's the president. He'll tweet what he wants. And a lot of people, well, it makes it so hard. It makes it so hard because Washington's not used to it. Get used to it. You don't like being outed? There's a new media. Well, all I can say is thanks, Bubba, for bringing that to us. A little disturbing, but it points out, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not on top of the new stream media, you're going to be a day late and a dollar short probably in terms of understanding what's going on. That's why I say there's a 24/7, 365-day news cycle now, period, end of subject. That's the way it's working, because you get this stuff instantaneously from around the world 24/7. 365. Okay, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And Donald Trump takes on the Russian investigation and takes it to the nation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well- well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all presidents and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Donald Trump apparently is now set to address the nation on this whole Ruski thing, which is about time. Something needs to happen here, because there is no there. We've had months of false accusations. And I blame my good friend Scott Bennett and myself, actually, for some degree of this. Really, I mean, you know, the it's just uncanny. I know that we reported... back in the for Liberty Tour number three, we reported Liberty Tour number three that we had a situation with Scott Bennett, who was reporting, and we about terror financing and ISIS being formed, and that was a big revelation. Everybody said we were Looney Tunes, and of course I was just being excoriated. Just being excoriated at the time. Oh, my gosh. You don't know what you're saying, Paul Preston. You just have no idea. That Agenda 21 radio guy, he's just a whack job. Tinfoil hat. Of course, I wear that. I wear that proudly, that we wear tinfoil hats all the time. Listen, my tinfoil hat is much bigger than yours, I can guarantee. And I'm a proud wearer of the tinfoil hat, as all of us should be. Because we actually do thinking here at Agenda 21 Radio, as opposed to those media sources who do no thinking, that we have to think for themselves, for them. You know, it's kind of interesting, which just reminded me, I was going to relay this to you, but and the source will remain silent. But we were sourced about a week ago about a story that we did on the Oroville Dam. And the person wanted to know, you know, about the details of, you know, they were picking my brain. This is a reporter of note, by the way. And they're picking my brain about sourcing and stuff like that. And, of course, they were sourcing the story, and they were coming up with, gee, Paul, you're kind of, like, right on this. Like, yeah. And, of course, they really wanted some of my sources. And, you know, we're not going to do that. It's not going to happen. We don't give up sources by names or anything. Just is not happening. Just is not. Especially when I talk about atomic demolition munitions, things like that, in the base of the dam on February 12th, 2017. Only 1 hour away from the dam collapsing on the north end of the dam, on the emergency spillway, main spillway, and all that good stuff. And they wanted to know about the ADMs, atomic demolition munitions and sources. I said, no, nine yet, not happening. So it was interesting because I thought to myself, you know, this is the classic situation where you have, us, you know, newsstream media people who just have no credibility, no credibility. Yet everything turns out that we say to be true is true. Hello, Benghazi. Oh, I'm sorry, Paul Preston and Chris Street, we were lunatics at the time about our reporting about Benghazi, the stand down orders, the fact that it was a State Department and joint CIA operation to do what? Smuggle weapons to support ISIS. Oh, yeah, we reported that in September of 2012. Boy, did people think we had the tinfoil hats on. So we're used to it. We're big boys. Chris and I are big boys. So, the person wanted my sources. This report, one of my sources, so that it would make their job easier. And, you know, finally, I just said, you know, you need to source these people. You need to source whoever you can. But coming to me to tap into my sources is not going to work. It's just not going to work. So they got the idea. And they covered, you know, just in a generic fashion, just to confirm what these are the things that we said and did. And I said, we don't put junk out there. Wanted to know about the maps and the green spot. And I said, I gave them that because it's out there, you know. But my point is this. Don't be lazy on us, right? And that's exactly what you have in the mainstream media. They're lazy. And they don't dive into stories. They don't look at the details. They don't source these things out. They don't get witnesses unless they want you to give up your witnesses, your sources. Can you imagine? This is what it is with these people. This person's of note. And I just said, you know, you got to do it yourself. I gave you a world of information. And, you know, quite frankly, a lot of this stuff is right out there in the internet. It's truly sourced right there. But they weren't, you know, I wanted to say to them, did you even power up your computer to source this stuff? I find it interesting they're coming to the newsstream media. This has been happening, though. We get more and more and more and more of this because they, you know, some of this stuff is just beyond the pale. Well, we found this out in Benghazi, of course. No, this couldn't be happening. Of course, the president at the time, Obama, was running for a second term and couldn't have any distractions like Benghazi. Oh, it's all about a videotape. Susan Rice trotting out to all five different Sunday shows that Sunday. Remember? Yeah, that stuff. And we blew that one up. We knew what they were doing. We knew what the strategy was. That she was lying. But we were called names for it. Donald Trump, the Russia probe.
Oh, President Trump stacking up his legal time as frustrations with the Russian probe continues to heat up.
That's right. He's expected to address the nation this week as the president's lawyer denies that he is under investigation after he made a very interesting tweet. Griff Jenkins live in Washington this morning. Hey, Griff.
Good morning.
Hey, Robin, Heather, good morning. Yes, some mixed messages there. The president spent Father's Day at Camp David with First Lady Melania and son Barron, but it wasn't a break from Twitter and his continued frustration, as you mentioned, with this Russia probe. The president calling it a witch hunt for the fourth time in as many days on Twitter, tweeting, "The Make America Great Again agenda is doing very well despite the distraction of the witch hunt." And if you recall, on Friday, the president also tweeting that he was under investigation for firing FBI Director James Comey, but one of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, took to the Sunday shows aggressively pushing back, saying the president has not been notified that he is under investigation.
The president has not been notified by anyone that he's under investigation. That tweet, Chris, was in response to the Washington Post story that alleged that five unnamed sources, anonymous sources, leaked to the Washington Post that the president was, in fact, under investigation. So that tweet was in response to that.
Meanwhile, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is accusing the White House of leading a, quote, scorched earth strategy to take down and discredit Special Counsel Bob Mueller, who's leading the Russia investigation.
I'm not prepared to say that there's proof you could take to a jury, but I can say that there is enough that we ought to be investigating.
And let's not forget about the tapes, a claim the president first made on Twitter. Jay Sekulow also confirming yesterday on those shows that the president will address the issue of whether taped conversations between the president and former FBI Director James Comey exist. And who knows, maybe a little bit more clarity with the mixed message between the White House attorney Jay Sekulow and the president's official Twitter.
I'm not too sure there's any mixed messages there from Sekulow to the president. I think the president's getting right out in front of it. See, this is he's created a reality distortion field where he's gotten out in front of everybody else. He's controlling the narrative. And now he's going to go on national television, or he's going to address the nation. Whether or not ABC, CBS, and NBC will cover it, that's a whole different ballgame. They covered Comey, didn't they? When they thought that they were going to take him down. And what happened? Comey went flaming down. And so did the narrative about what? Russia. The whole Russiagate thing blew up in their faces. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't use that word, right? Thinking of ADMs and nuclear devices. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Justice and attorney for President Trump, Jay Sekulow. Jay, you expanded your resume, and it's going to be something that should be at the top of your list. You're talking about the president and how it relates to this Russia investigation. Marco Rubio yesterday says best thing that could happen is a full investigation. Let's find out what happened and not undermine the credibility of the special counsel. Do you agree with that?
Well, no one wants to undermine the credibility of the special counsel, but on the other hand, what the president has been accused in the media of doing, or through the leaks in the Washington Post, doesn't constitute obstruction of justice, so there would be no need to engage in an investigation of something that, if the fact were to be proven, it would not violate the law. And let me make it clear what that means. So, as I've said for the last weekend, here's what you've got. The president of the United States takes action after receiving a memorandum from his attorney general, a letter actually from his attorney general, and a memorandum from his deputy attorney general. In that letter, there's a recommendation for the removal of James Comey. He had been thinking about that as well. He then takes action that they recommend to remove James Comey. And now, according to the Washington Post theory, he's under investigation for taking the action that the Department of Justice told him to take. So this whole thing, if you look at it in that way and you just lay the case out like that, there's nothing to investigate. That's constitutional rights and protections under the president's authority as commander-in-chief.
That's Article why the president one. Tweeted out on Friday that it's a witch hunt. I want to ask you, do you trust Robert Mueller? Because the people that he has chosen, his attorneys on his team, they're very liberal. Some of them work with the Clintons on the Clinton Foundation case. Many of them gave a lot of money to President Obama as well as Hillary Clinton. Can we trust Robert Mueller? He also is good friends with James Comey.
Look, Bob Mueller has a sterling reputation in Washington, D.C. With it comes to the individual lawyers that he's named to his staff, if there were conflicts, we'd raise conflicts. They do that in the normal course if there's a question about someone. And if there is actually that kind of communication taking place, you would evaluate. But right now, I think the focus has to be on what we know has happened. And what we know is that James Comey, when he testified, confirmed that he told the president on three separate occasions he was not under investigation regarding this Russian probe. That's number one. Number two, the actions the president took regarding the removal of James Comey from office after consultation with others in a deliberative process, which is what presidents do, is not a basis upon which an obstruction case could be based, both statutorily or constitutionally. So, you know, again, and rather than getting into the individual lawyers, Bob Mueller has a good reputation, solid reputation, sterling reputation. But what we will do as the lawyers involved in the case is evaluate facts and issues and developments, if they were to come,
if they come. But there right. has there, right now, I want to be clear on this yesterday because I was on with your friend Chris Wallace. He was pushing me hard on this. Is there an investigation? How do you know there's an investigation? And I went back and watched the tape. And he predicated the entire statement, his very first question to me, have you been notified of an investigation? And the answer, as I said yesterday, is no.
Right. And you know what? The reason he's asking is because the president put out that tweet after the Washington Post
yes.
said, we've talked to five anonymous sources who we're not going to reveal, who say that
right.
the president is the subject of an obstruction of justice investigation.
And Steve, ABC News reported yesterday
right.
that, in fact, their source, everybody's got these sources, not supposed to be talking about anything, but everybody's, you know, sourcing and leaking. Their source said that, in fact,
yeah, that in fact there was an investigation. Donald Trump getting out in front of it through Twitter, which is great, in my opinion. And it really keeps everybody dancing. And, you know, this whole dance that they're doing right now is all around Robert Mueller. Mueller, I don't know. And that's what Donald Trump wants. He wants it around them, not him. So he's directing fire through Twitter. I mean, he's like a Ford Observer, I guess. He's directing fire at Mueller, which I think is a very interesting tactic that's going to start to develop. Because, you see, when you start to expose these attorneys, which really is what Jay Sekulow is saying, that all these attorneys who have contributed to the Clintons, who have contributed to Obama, which is, I mean, does it get any better than that in terms of a witch hunt? This is the stuff they're going to start bringing out. So you're going to start, this is all the stuff that's going to start stacking up against Mueller and about this investigation. That's what's going to happen. Representative Schiff, you heard earlier. Oh, yeah, there's something there. There's there. We have to find out what there is. And then Marco Rubio comes out the other day. Marco really, I think, was doing a pretty good job when he was directing fire in the Senate the other day. However, Marco is very naive as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't understand, I don't think, the nuances of, because he's so young, he just has not been around long enough to understand these extensive special counsel things and how they work politically. I just don't think he understands that. But, you know, he's starting to get a better feel for things. But he's still under the control of people like Mitch McConnell and John McCain and things like that. So the big question is, will this be put to rest shortly by Donald Trump, this whole Russian thing? Months of this, installing, by the way, the legislative packages that he wants to get through Congress, such as the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, such as tax cuts, which at every turn, it seems like the Republicans are not helping. Especially in the Senate. This is the problem. The House often passes bills, sends good work to the Senate, where those bills go to die. A Mitch McConnell Senate. Why are bills being stalled in the Senate from your same party? You have to ask the question, why is that happening under Mitch McConnell? And it's coming back to the same old answers that we were talking about for the last, what, 5 or 6 years with McConnell. He's an obstructionist himself. He needs to be piloting these things through and getting the legislative package that the president wants done in the Senate. That's what he needs to do. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, New Manna Food, newmanna.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pressing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul at a21r.com, and I will get back to you on the emails. And I appreciate the emails, I really do. You guys are really pounding down the emails to me, and I really do appreciate it. Now, listen, I know that some of the lingering conversations in my responses come to you at 2 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, which is 5 a.m. Eastern. So bright and early for your sunshine reading on your emails, and a very interesting conversation. So I do appreciate the conversations on emails. So just keep those things going. Also, you can go to our Facebook on Agenda 21 Radio and Twitter. Having interesting conversations about Twitter and the Orville Dam and things like that. So go to see us on our Twitter account also. So we're going to be coming up in the next hour. We're going to be talking about London terror attacks worldwide. We're starting to see the spread of more and more terror attacks. Now, it's interesting. London was a terror attack where you had a van driving into a crowd around a mosque. Remember, it's the end of Ramadan. And as a result, one person dead. Now, Zuni Jasser was on Fox News this morning, and I overheard him say this was a deliberate attack by Muslims on Muslims. Gee, I wonder why they'd do that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.